for tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2013 July Summer Family Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, Wednesday evening, July the 3rd, 2013. Colonel Williams is the speaker of the service, teaching on Kairos, Engage Marine Spirits. Kairos, K-A-I-R-O-S.
Well, give Jesus a praise. How many of you believe that you're going to have a blessed time while you're here at Lake Hamilton? Do you really believe that? Then give him another praise. We want to first thank God and His Son, Jesus Christ, and His precious Holy Spirit, whom we welcome tonight. And we thank God for Sister Patty and Kevin and staff and fivefold ministry gifts that are here. I want to say to you that we love you in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen. In rules of engagement, one of the rules of engagement are to engage the enemy. Now, I know many of you, you've been standing up in praise and worship. I want you to stand and stretch your bones again with me. And we want to decree some prophetic declarations over this house. Amen? Everybody stretch so you can get ready for the teaching today. Come on back. Get that spine going so you can be okay. All right. Okay. Is everybody okay? All right. I want everybody to repeat after me. Say, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I bind the enemy. I bind principalities and powers. We bind all territorial spirits, principalities and powers over this region. In the name of Jesus Christ, we bind all spirits, watcher spirits, scanner spirits, eavesdropping spirits. We bind spirits of the Illuminati. We bind those weapons that are being released to cause depopulation. In the name of Jesus, we bind radiation frequencies that are being released upon God's people. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, we bind water spirits over Lake Gagari, over Nimrod Lake, over Lake Catherine, over the Arkansas River, over Lake Wachita. In the name of Jesus, we bind all sea goddesses, all sea gods, all Poseidon and Neptune. In the name of Jesus Christ, we declare that we are victorious over them. We have authority and we have power in the name of Jesus Christ. And we command the enemy to be placed under our feet. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Now give the Lord a hand praise. You may be seated. Amen. My wife and I and Sister Ada and Brother Don, we were in Mexico back in May. And we saw something that we never saw before. I remember reading out of 1 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10, where the Lord thundered upon the Philistines. And when I got to that word again, I said, the Lord thunder. All of a sudden, it started thundering. And there were about 500 people at this church. And the glory of the Lord began to descend, and demonic spirits started manifesting all over the house. And I told my wife, we're in the days of thunder. We're in the days where God is raising up sons and daughters of thunder. who will hear his voice in creation. And we're in that time. How many of you believe that? Amen. I want to talk to you tonight about water spirits. And we will use as a subject, Kairos, engage water spirits. The word Kairos means that it is now time to engage water spirits. For many years, the church has had a lack of knowledge about water spirits. And we want to share with you tonight what the Lord has blessed us with to see. Again, at the church in Mexico during the week, we had some people who came up in the prayer line after we were ministering about water spirits, and they were delivered from many spirits from the waters. Now let me give you a list of some of the spirits that they were delivered from. Fear of drowning, fear of water, tormenting dreams of drowning in the water, deaf spirits from the water, mind control spirits from the waters. And many were talking about migraine headaches. And many were talking about they used to have beachfront homes, or they lived by lakes, or they lived by streams of waters. There were many who were tormented by numerous boat accidents. We had quite a few people were delivered from talking about boat accidents. One lady said she had about 4 boat accidents in 1 year. We dealt with marriage-breaking spirits, or demons that came from the waters to attack the marriage. My wife and I, we're from Jacksonville, Florida, but we live in Fayetteville, Georgia. And being raised up in Jacksonville, we are right there on the Atlantic. And we have a big naval base called Mayport Naval Base. Jacksonville is a place where there's a spirit of death. There's murder, there's prostitution, there's drugs, there's molestation, there's every kind of gambling, every kind of crime imaginable. And never did I have an understanding that we were on the water, and we were not far from the Bermuda Triangle. And now I told my wife, I now understand that the church has been asleep in some areas of dealing with the demonic in the waters. There were poverty curses also. There were people that had pains and sicknesses in their body that came up for prayer. And there were people who were talking about committing what? Suicide. Turn with me to the book of Revelation chapter 12. That's the book of Revelation chapter 12. Let's look at verse 12. And I'll be reading from the Amplified Bible. The book of Revelation chapter 12, verse 12. Therefore be glad, exult, O heavens, and you that dwell in them. But woe to you, O earth and sea. For the devil has come down having fierce anger, because he knows that he has only a short time left. Now look what the Bible says. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and sea. Now we have a conjunction here. And sea. In other words, the devil's activities not only extend to the earth, but they extend to the waters. They extend to the ocean. They extend to the streams. They extend to the rivers. How many of you see that with me? In other words, Satan has transferred warfare into the waters. Now, some of you sitting here have had bad experience in the waters. I've heard reports from people who said, I was swimming and it seemed like something grabbed my leg and tried to pull me down to drown me. I've had people tell me about the tormenting nightmares about water. Or I've had people tell me they almost died in the waters. I've had people tell me that they're afraid to go in the waters because they've seen creatures. But we're living in the time when the enemy is not only extending his activities to the earth realm, but he's extending them where? Into the waters. Now the Bible tells us in John 10 and 10 that the thief cometh not to do what? 3 things. To steal, to kill, and what? And to destroy. Is that right? All right. Turn with me to the book of Revelation. Let's look at chapter 9. the book of Revelation chapter 9. Let's look at verses 14 and 15 from the Amplified Bible. In verse 14, saying to the sixth angel who had the trumpet, liberate the four angels who are bound in the great river Euphrates. Now notice what the Bible is saying here. There are four angels that are what? They are bound on the water. There are four angels in the waters. They are bound where? In the river Euphrates. Now look at verse 15 real closely. So the four angels who had been in readiness for that hour in the appointed day, month, and year were liberated to destroy a third part of mankind. Now look what the Bible says. There are four powerful principalities. There are four powerful ruler spirits. There are water spirits that are underwater right now, the river Euphrates. And they're going to be released to do what? Bring destruction and bring death to a third part of mankind. How many of you see that with me? This is awesome, isn't it? Turn with me to the book of Revelation. Let's look at Revelation chapter 12. Let's look at verses 14 through 16. That's the book of Revelation chapter 12. Let's look at verses 14 through 16. I'm reading from the Amplified in verse 14. But the woman was supplied with two wings of a giant eagle, so that she might fly from the presence of the serpent into the desert wilderness, to the retreat where she is kept to be safe and fed for times and a half, a time, 3.5 years. Now look at verse 15, please. Then out of his mouth the serpent spouted forth water like a flood after the woman. The serpent spouted forth water, demonic water, that she might be carried off with the torrent. But the earth came to the rescue of the woman, and the ground opened its mouth and swallowed up the stream of water which the dragon has spouted out of his mouth. Now, with revelatory insight, you can see that water can be demonic, or there are demonic waters. I can safely tell you that there are things in the waters. There are demonic entities in the waters, because Satan's activities don't only extend to the earth, but extend to the waters. If you go on the internet and you look at some of these stories of sightings in the waters, I don't believe that all the sailors were drunk or intoxicated when they saw sea serpents, giant sea snakes, when they saw the sirens in Greek mythology, half women, half fish, and mermaids that would lure sailors into the rocks to crash their ships. But I do believe, from what we saw in Mexico with manifesting water spirits, I believe the warfare is intensifying into the waters. And I believe that the blood-bought Church of Jesus Christ, is time that we stand up and realize who we are in Jesus, and start discerning and identifying the strongholds that are destroying members in the body of Christ. I compiled a list about what are water spirits. Now, I'm going to move fast because I have so much material to give you, and you're not going to be able to write it all, but please buy the tape. The Blessed Lake Hamilton. Amen? What are water spirits? Marine spirits are destructive demonic powers in the waters. In other words, they come to bring destruction. Marine spirits have a great influence upon the earth. Marine spirits are extremely vicious and cruel, conceited, evil, merciless, mean, and stubborn. Marine spirits try to control and manipulate every aspect of life and trade and commerce, even in the marriage and the family. And I want to say to many of you married couples, yes, you may say, well, the marriage-breaking spirits are attacking my marriage. But it may be connected afflicted with hexes or spells or jinx or soul ties or false covenants that were made with the waters around you, because you lived near waters and there was a demonic attachment in the spirit realm. Marine spirits are responsible for problems such as divorce, dysfunctional homes, sickness, disease, infirmity. Marine spirits are responsible for a spirit husband or a spirit wife, which is an incubus spirit. In other words, you have a wife, but in your dreams you're making love to another woman or to another man. Marine spirits can impersonate human beings. How many times we've been in the Caribbean? Or let me give you a better example. I remember in Jamaica when my wife and I were in St. Elizabeth, Jamaica. The majority of the men and women that came up for prayer was having sex with marine spirits. They were having sex with demons that were impersonating their dead husband or impersonating their dead wives. When I find that out, I had to go back and research my theology, because I didn't know that the world was that advanced where water spirits can impersonate people. And I asked many of them, how long your husband been dead? I would hear maybe 3, maybe 4 to 5 years. I said, well, how does he come to you? He said, he comes at night, a foul odor, very odoriferous. Or they come through a hole, and they have the same voice and the same mannerisms. And they make love much better. But they come to me, and it's just like they're who they are. And I asked them, what demonic portal cause those spirits to impersonate? And they would say, I've been grieving so long, I've lost my mate, I'm not able to support myself. So that grief, that prolonged grieving and that prolonged crying opened the door for a manifestation of impersonating spirits. We are living in a time when we need to pray for discerning of spirits. We're in that time. Another area of marine spirits are rebellion in children. That's another area. Spirit guides and also marine spirits can influence and affect the church. A lot of times we think that division and strife and disunity in the church, well, it's just because maybe we have a problem with each other. Well, it could be not only in the demonic realm, but it could be the fact that there's water spirits. There could have been sacrifices in the waters, in the lakes. There could have been murders in the water. There could have been curses or covenants or blood covenants that could have been pronounced upon the water that causing these marine spirits to do what? Start affecting the church. How many of you are with me here? It's time that we engage them. I love what Win Worley said before he died. Attack, attack, attack. And it's time that we attack them. Turn with me to the book of Matthew, chapter 8. Let's look at verse 26, please. St. Matthew, chapter 8. Let's look at verse 26. In St. Matthew, chapter 8, verse 26, we see that Jesus exercised authority over the water spirit kingdom. Now look at verse 26. And he said to them, why are you timid and afraid, O ye of little faith? He got up and rebuked the winds and the sea. Rebuked the winds and the sea. And there was a great, wonderful calm and a perfect peacefulness. Now I looked up the word rebuke. Why did Jesus have to rebuke the wind and the sea? The word rebuke in the Strong's Concordance, it comes from the Greek word epitimo. And that word means to admonish or to charge sharply. Now, evidently, for the wind and the sea to be in an uproar, it had to be a demonic wind. Because if you look at the scripture, and when you see Jesus rebuking, at times it was the majority of the times he was rebuking demons. So that tells me that from the marine kingdom or for the water spirit kingdom, there can come strong winds and rough seas. I'm reminded of the Bermuda Triangle. Many times the pilots will talk about rough currents, their instrument panel going haywire. They would talk about storms. They would just talk about strong, intense winds. And I'm reminded in that matter. And I believe that since Satan's activities, Revelation 12 and 12, is in the waters, in the seas, I believe that the marine spirit kingdom is also responsible for demonic winds. How many of you know that in order to be like Jesus, we must exercise the authority of Jesus? If Jesus is on the inside of us, then we should do what? The works of Jesus. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1, the Bible says that Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. That word follow means pattern your life after me as I patterned my life after Christ. Christ is our pattern. Christ is our blueprint. How many of you are with me here? If he has authority to exercise or rebuke demonic winds over stormy seas, we have the authority, we have the power to tell that hurricane or to tell that typhoon or to tell that twister that I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. I take authority over you and I command you to cancel your assignment. I command you to revert yourself and go back out to the sea. It's time out for weak Christians. It's time out that we tell ourselves, greater is he that's in me than he that is what? In the world. We have authority over water spirits. We can rebuke the satanic kingdom. Let me give you another scripture. Turn to Matthew chapter 17. Matthew chapter 17. Let's look at verse 18, please. That's St. Matthew chapter 17. Let's look at verse 18. I pray that many of you are being blessed by this. Matthew chapter 17, verse 18. And Jesus rebuked the demon. That's the rebuking again. And Jesus rebuked the demon, and it came out of him, and the boy was cured, what? Instantly. So we see the word rebuke again. He rebuked the wind. He rebuked the sea. He rebuked demons. Turn to Mark chapter 1. St. Mark chapter 1, please. Let's look at St. Mark chapter 1. Look at verse 25. Mark chapter 1, verse 25. And Jesus rebuked, saying, hush up, be gagged, and come out of him. Does everybody see that? He rebuked the demon and told him, what? Shut up. Come out of him. Alright? Let me give you another. Look at Mark chapter 8. Let's look at verse 33, please. St. Mark chapter 8, verse 33. In Mark chapter 8, verse 33, but turning around his back to Peter and seeing his disciples, he rebuked Peter, saying, get behind me, Satan. For you do not have a mind intent on promoting what God wills, but what pleases men. You're not on God's side, but you're on that of what? Men. Now, Jesus manifested his authority over the what? Water spirit kingdom. And we are to exercise our authority over the water spirit kingdom. There's a lady in Jacksonville, Florida, by the name of Pat Holiday. And Pat Holiday talks about how when she first got into the deliverance ministry, that she had an African pastor there with her. And he educated her in the area of marine spirits or water spirits. And she says, in some of her deliverance sessions, she saw people manifest like octopus, like squids, like water snakes, like crabs, and like fish. I want to say to you out of love and compassion. In Isaiah 60 verse 1 and 2, it says, arise, shine, for thy light is come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon thee, and gross darkness shall cover the earth. The glory is intensifying and darkness is intensifying. You're going to begin to see animal manifestations of demons like you've never seen before, because the weight of his glory is coming into God's house. And if you're afraid of demons, then you are in the wrong business. Because we are about to walk in authority and power unto unprecedented than A.A. Allen, than William Daddy Seymour, than Catherine Kuhlman, than many of the past witnesses. We are stepping into a new dimension of authority and power that's going to be unprecedented. And I believe that. And I believe that. Jesus said, what? You shall do what? Greater works. We are the demonstration generation. I like that. The demonstration what? Generation. Turn to the book of Revelation chapter 5. Let me bless you again. The book of Revelation chapter 5. Is everybody ready? Let's look at verse 13. In verse 13, it says, and I heard every created thing in heaven and on earth and under the earth, in Hades, the place of departed spirits, and on the sea, and all that is in it, the sea and all that is in it, let me say that again, and the sea and all that is in it, crying out together, to him who is seated on the throne and the Lamb be ascribed the blessings and the honor and the majesty and the glory and the power and the dominion forever and ever through eternity. That verse alone tells me that everything in the sea, every demonic creeping thing, every demonic entity has to bow to the name of Jesus. Isn't that powerful? It has to submit to the authority of Jesus. My prayer to you, when we wrap this up tonight, that whether you live by a stream or whether you live by the gulf or whether you live by water, that you do your research and you find out, was there bloodshed in this water? Was there murder sacrifices in here? Was there blood covenants in here? Do your spiritual mapping. Because it could be that some of the problems that you're having is attached to the marine spirits. All right, let's keep moving. Turn to Isaiah chapter 27. Let's look at verse 1. The book of Isaiah chapter what? 27. Let's look at verse 1. In Isaiah chapter 27, look at verse 1. In that day, the Lord will deliver Israel from our enemies and from the rebel powers of evil and darkness. His sharp and unrelenting great and strong sword will punish Leviathan, the swift fleeing serpent, the twisting winding serpent. He will slay the monster in the sea. Now look right there what it says. The monster in the sea. I looked up the word dragon in Hebrew, and it comes from the Hebrew word tandem, which means a marine or land monster. Why would the Bible say a marine or land monster? Because the Bible is telling us, whether you want to believe it or not, that there are dragons in the sea. And the Bible is telling us that there are demonic dragons in the sea. Let me say this to you. The Holy Spirit is a restrainer. He's a restrainer. If the Holy Spirit would take his protection down just for 1 minute, I believe that the powers of darkness would be unleashed. And we would see monstrous beasts and see serpents and see monsters come upon this earth like the world has never seen before. Yes, it's going to happen, Sister Jerry. That's right. It's going to happen. Now somebody may say, well, I don't believe in dragons. The Bible said they're in the water. There are ocean depths that has not been explored by man yet. I talked to a Bahamian pastor and Pastor Vic in Freeport, Bahamas. He tells me all the time. He said every time we used to come to the Bahamas, he said, man of God, there are people who walk on the beach at night and are never seen again. There are people who go around Bimini, around Bahamas. There's a place called Bimini that's somewhat connected with the triangle there. He said they report of seeing monstrous beings. There are reports, he said, he told me this. There are demons impersonating humans and want to get married to an earth woman, but they have to be back to the waters before nightfall. It's time that we step out of the box. We've been studying about the nicotine demon and the little Debbie demon too long. and the potato chip demon. God wants to intensify our revelation and our knowledge. He wants us to what? War, to engage. Some of you got some family members right now that live by the water. They're probably on crack cocaine. They're on drugs. Amphetamine, barbiturates, uppers, downers. Some of them probably alcoholics. Hennessy, Jack Daniels, you name it. Wine. Manischewitz, Morgan David. I could go further. And you think that's just, they got a generational curse. It's just got a soul tie, generational curse, because my great-granddaddy, he was an alcoholic. Well, it could be, but it also may be a water spirit connection. Maybe a water spirit, what? Connection. I found out from talking with many people who know that marine spirits can shapeshift. And we're hearing in the deliverance area, a lot of demons are shapeshifting now. We were in, I could not believe it, we were in Mexico in May again. And there's a Catholic church right here. Then they got this place we went into with a 7-foot tall werewolf, a human with animal hair and wolf hair and wolf skin on a werewolf. I told my wife, she started laughing. I said, my God, a demon possessed that thing, 7-foot tall, that werewolf, have everybody running out of here. Even including me if he started running. No, I'll just take authority over him, amen. In the name of Jesus, amen. Is that right? Amen. All right. To say again, we are in that time when the waters are being troubled. We are in that time when warfare is being transferred to the waters. All right, let me give you another scripture. Turn with me to the book of Job, chapter 26. Once again, that's the book of Job, chapter 26. Let's look at verses 12 and 13. The book of Job, chapter 26, verse 12 and 13. Now, this is a ruler spirit that's over the waters. In verse 12, it says, he steals or stirs up the sea by his power, and by his understanding, he smites proud Rahab. That's R-A-H-A-B. This is a ruler spirit. This is a demonic principality over the waters. Many times we say Poseidon. Many times we say Neptune. Many times we say Abaddon. But look at the spirit here. Verse 13 says, by his breath, the heavens are garnished. His hand pierced the fleeing, what? Serpent. In other words, Rahab in Jewish folklore is a sea demon or a sea dragon. And I want you to know that if you read the book of Enoch, many of those fallen angels infiltrated Greek mythology, and many of those monsters in Greek mythology are nothing but demonic entities. Let me give you another scripture about Rahab. Turn to Isaiah chapter 51. Look at Isaiah chapter 51. Let's look at verse 9. Isaiah chapter 51, verse 9. Zion now cries to the Lord, the God of Israel, awake, awake. Put on strength and might, O arm of the Lord. Awake as in the ancient days, as in a generation of long ago. Was it not you who cut Rahab, Egypt, in pieces, who pierced the dragon symbol of Egypt? There's Rahab again. It's connected with a sea monster, or what? A sea dragon. When you're taking authority over water spirits, you can also take authority over Rahab. Does everybody see that with me? All right? Let's keep moving. I did some research on Poseidon. Poseidon is P-O-S-E-I-D-O-N. Poseidon is the Greek god of the sea. Is another ruler spirit. He's called Poseidon. You can bind him. You can take authority over him. If you discern that was operating in that region of the waters. Once again, the Greek god of the sea. And the Roman name for Poseidon is Neptune. That's the Roman name, what? Neptune. Okay. I found another name for Poseidon is Aphrodite. Aphrodite was called the queen of the sea. That's another name for Poseidon, Aphrodite. A-M-P-H-I-T-R-I-T-E. It's called also the Queen of the Sea. All right. Turn to Exodus chapter 7, verse 15. I'm moving you right along. Exodus chapter 7, verse what? 15. I want to bless you as much as I can so I can arm you with what I have. Exodus chapter 7, look at verse 15. Then the Lord said to Moses, Pharaoh's heart. Correction. Verse 15, go to Pharaoh in the morning. He will be going out to the water. Wait for him by the river's brink. And the rod which was turned into a serpent you shall take into your hand. Well, first of all, why would Pharaoh be going to the water? There's a word called noom, K-H-N-U-M. K-H-N-U-M. Noom was the ram god and protector of the Nile River. Noom was the ram god and protector of the Nile River. And there was another Egyptian god called Hapi, which was god of the Nile. Pharaoh understood the satanic power base in the waters. And he knew what it means to come out to the waters to draw power from marine spirits. Does everybody see that right there? God knew that every morning Pharaoh would go to the waters and pray to the god Noom and pray to the god Hapi. Isn't that something? Because he knew that there was a power base in the waters. He could draw demonic power from what? From the water spirits. Go on YouTube. There's a man of God on YouTube. He's confronting water spirits. Many times those demons are manifesting. They're talking about schools underwater, satanic power bases underwater, queen of the sea, queen of the coast underwater, I am the queen of the river, and all this kind of carry on. Okay? But look at what Pharaoh did. God knew that he was going to the waters because the waters was a power base for him. And in other words, it's safe for me to stand here and tell you that Pharaoh understood water spirit worship. Many of the African nations, they are doing water spirit worship. No longer can you say here in America, well, that's over in Africa, it'll never come here. I don't think so. Because with the opening of the immigration doors, people are bringing their gods, they're bringing their idolatry. How many of you with me here? My mother's deceased. We were in Jacksonville, Florida a few weeks ago. And in my neighborhood, they put a Hindu temple in my mother's neighborhood. And outside the temple, I told my wife, 7 3-foot-tall hooded cobras and two lions at the entrance of the temple. I know that the cobras are defenders and protectors of the Hindu religion. And I know that lion spirits there are also to protect. And when we came there and started taking pictures over that area, the man came out and started looking at us and started reciting his mantras. The Church of Jesus Christ has been asleep. Idolatry. Water spirits are manifesting. And what are we doing? We're saying we got the power, but we're helpless in many areas. Because we're glorifying the pastor and not Jesus Christ. All right, we covered that by Pharaoh. We covered that area. And many of you are familiar with the principal deity of the Philistine, Dagon. Half fish, half idol. How many of you know that Dagon was a marine spirit? How many of you know that the area around where the Philistines were had plenty or mucho in Spanish, mucho water? Turn with me to 1 Samuel chapter 5. 1 Samuel chapter 5. Let me bless you again. Look at 1 Samuel chapter 5. Alright, look at 1 Samuel chapter 5. Let's look at verse 1 through 5. The Philistines brought the ark of God from Ebenezer to Ashdod. Look at verse 2 closely. They took the ark of God into the house of Dagon and set it beside Dagon their idol. When they of Ashdod arose early in the morning, behold, Dagon had fallen on his face on the ground before the ark of the Lord. So they took Dagon and set him in the place again. Verse 4, but when they arose early in the next morning, behold, Dagon had again fallen on his face on the ground before the ark of the Lord. His head and his palms of his hand were lying cut off on the threshold. Only the trunk of Dagon was left. Now look at verse 5 closely. I'm trying to move fast. This is the reason neither the priests of Dagon nor any who came to Dagon's house tread upon the threshold of Dagon in Ashdod to this day. Dagon was a water spirit hybrid. Dagon was a satanic idol. Dagon was a marine spirit. Now, many of us are looking at Dagon at this hour. We say, well, that brother, that was a hybrid. That was an idol. Well, they are now creating salmon, hybrid salmon. Much of the salmon you're eating or a hybrid. In Georgia, they have fishing areas. They say hybrid bass, hybrid Bram, we are seeing right before our eyes, they're taking the DNA of human and animals and they are creating hybrids. And that's what Dagon was. He was a marine spirit. How many of you are with me here? Now you may look at me and say, brother, I think are you okay? Does Sister Patty need to sit you down for what you're about to say? Well, it's safe for me to say. Many times we say the spirit of Delilah. Oh, the spirit of Delilah, she's an enticing spirit. She's an alluring spirit. She's a seductive spirit. But when you study marine spirits and you understand that they worship the god Dagon, it makes you wonder if Delilah was not influenced by mermaid spirit or siren spirits when she destroyed Samson. Ain't that something to think about? Okay, I got my sanity now. Is that right? Because, you know, you can't tell everybody that. Because all you got to do, Dagon, the Philistines, water everywhere, the five kings, Delilah, seduction, enticing, alluring, marine spirits in that region. And I believe marine spirits were part of the destruction of Samson. I believe it today. We'll start studying about marine spirits. Amen?
It's awfully quiet in here.
All right. I have a list of sea gods and water deities, but I just want to put it on the tape. Please just listen. Amen. Okay, I'm going to move fast. I'm not going to cover it all. Remember, in Greek mythology, when you study the Book of Enoch, many of the creatures or gods of Greek mythology, these were fallen angels. Okay? Aegean was the god of the violent sea storm. Achilles was a sharp-shaped sea serpent. Anapus was the water god of eastern Sicily. Brizo was the goddess of sailors. He was a false protecting goddess. You can go on the internet and you can do some research on water deities in Greek mythology and take a look at yourself and compile your list, because you're going to be confronting some of these spirits in these end times. Amen? Some more was Charybdis, a sea monster that created whirlpools and tides. Darius was the goddess of the sea. Glaucus was the fisherman sea god. You know, you pray to Glaucus, he'll send the snapper and the grouper and the croaker your way. You had amen. Amen. All right, you had other sea gods. I'm not going to cover them all. The Sirens, they were nymphomaniac mermaids. They would draw sailors to their destruction. You know, the sailors would be out there, they had a fruit beers, and then they look, there's a nympho mermaid. They come over here, sailor. And then they say, you know, he done crashed his big ship into the rocks. Okay? Scylla would metamorph into a sea monster, and Pasimathe was the goddess of sand and what? Beaches. Okay? So you can do your research on your own on that, and you can find out more in detail. Now, there was a pastor I also looked up by the name of Debo Daniel. That's D-E-B-O. You can look him up too. Debo Daniel. And he's out of Nigeria. And he wrote also a list of water spirits that they had confronted in their churches. He said that marine spirits can manifest pride and arrogance. And many of you in deliverance know Job chapter 41, that Leviathan is the ruler over the, or king over the children of what? Pride. He said that marine spirits can manifest pride and arrogance, self-confidence, a critical attitude toward other people, and the desire to be served and a desire to control others. Okay? I want you to turn with me to Ezekiel chapter 28. Let's look at Ezekiel chapter 28. Let's look at verses 2 and 5. Ezekiel 28, 2 and 5, please. Ezekiel chapter 28, verse 2 through 5. It says in verse 2, Son of man, say to the prince of Tyre, thus saith the Lord God, because your heart is lifted up and you have said and thought, I am a god. I sit in the seat of the gods in the heart of the sea. Look at that. Look at that. In the heart of the seas. Yet you are only man, feeble and weak, made of earth and not God. Though you imagine yourself to be almost more than mortal, with your mind has the mind of God.
Look what it says. Indeed, you are imagining yourself wiser than Daniel. There is no secret that you think that is hidden from you. Verse 4, with your own wisdom and with your own understanding, you have gotten yourself riches and power that brought gold and silver into your treasuries. Verse 5, by your great wisdom and by your traffic, you have increased your riches and power, and your heart is proud, lifted up because of your wealth. So look at what it says in verse 2. I sit in the heart of the sea. I am a God. So there is a connection with pride and arrogance and being self-seated. I want to control others, and a critical attitude with others. It could be connected with what? Marine spirits. He also talked about marine spirits in Nigeria would manifest in the marriages, terrible marriage, no communication in the marriage, false compassion in the marriage, no love in the marriage, extramarital affair, hardness of heart in the marriage, lying to each other in the marriage, and a whole host of other spirits. He also talked about churches fall into the area where water spirits can manifest. And he brought something to my attention that I didn't know. He said, when you look at the seven churches of Asia and you look at a map, there were two churches that were close to the water, right on the edge of the water. And that was the church of Smyrna and the church of Ephesus. The church of Smyrna and the church of what? Ephesus. Let's go there and let's take a look at some of the manifestations of water spirits in the church of Smyrna. Turn to Revelation chapter 2. Revelation chapter 2, please. Let's look at verse 8 and 11. In verse 8, it says, Revelation chapter 2, verse 8, I'm sorry. And the angel of the assembly church in Smyrna write, these are the words of the first and the last who died and came to life again. All right, verse 9, I know your affliction and distress and pressing trouble and your poverty, but you are rich. How you are abused and reviled and slandered by those who say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. Fear not, verse 10, fear nothing that you are about to suffer. Dismiss your dread and your fears. Behold, the devil is indeed about to throw some of you in prison, that you may be tested and proved and critically appraised, and for 10 days you will have affliction. Be loyal, faithful unto death. If you must die, I will give you a crown of life. Now look at verse 11, last verse. He that is able to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Abuse, affliction in the church. Is that right? And the devil wanted to throw half of the members in prison. They were near the waters. Okay? Let's look at the church of Ephesus. Look at Revelation chapter 1. Correction. Look at Revelation chapter 2. Okay? In verse 1, it said to the angel of the church in Ephesus, these are the words of him who holds the seven stars, which are the messengers of the seven churches, in his right hand who goes up among the seven golden lampstands, which are the seven churches. Verse 2, I know your industry and activities, your toil, your trouble, your patient endurance, but how you cannot tolerate wicked men and have tested and appraised those who call themselves apostles and yet are not, but you have found them to be liars. Look at verse 3. I know you are enduring patient and are bearing up for my name's sake, and you have not fainted or become exhausted or grown weary. But this thing that I have against you, that you have left your first love. Does everybody see that? All right? They had left their what? First love. Is that right? And they were beginning to discern those who called themselves to be apostles or to be apostolic or to be prophetic. But what was happening to them, they discerned them to be a bunch of false liars. Okay? All right. I don't have much, not too far to go. Just be patient with me. Amen? Please. Okay? All right. He also talked about that they lock up material wealth and fortunes in the waters. How water spirits can hinder prosperity. They can hinder wealth. Is that right? Look at Nahum chapter 2. That's the book of what? Nahum. That's N-A-H-U-M. Let's look at chapter 2. Let's look at verse 6. The book of Nahum, chapter 2, verse 6. Look at what it says. It says, the gates or dams of the rivers surrounding and guarding Nineveh open up, and the imperial palace of sun-dried brick is dissolved by the torrents, and it is in dismay. That's Nahum, chapter 2, verse 6. It talks about the gates and dams of the rivers around Nineveh are open up, and the imperial palace for sun-dried brick is dissolved by the torrents and dismay. The word torrents means turbulence, flowing streams, heavy outpouring, deluges. In other words, Nineveh was an area that was prosperous, had an imperial palace, but all of a sudden there's a demonic torrent that came, or demonic wind that came, or demonic stream that came to dissolve all that. He also talked about they can cause sexual abuse in dreams. He talked about they were experiencing some people who had tormenting sexual dreams. Well, the kids are here. I'm not going to say what I want to say, but they had tormenting sexual dreams. And they talked about they were having spiritual attacks. Some people tried to pray. Every time they would try to pray, they would go to sleep. Every time they would try to read the Bible, they would find themselves going to sleep. Trying to find themselves getting heavy. Okay? He also talked about women would have difficulties in conception. Water spirits can be connected with miscarriages. Is that right? They can be connected with the curse of barrenness in the womb. He also talked about that. They can cause delay and difficulties in what? In conception. All right. Now, he also talked about when they begin to come against the spirit of Leviathan. He talked about how when water spirits manifest to Leviathan, they were witnessing insanity, paralysis, schizophrenia, and other illnesses, discord, strife, accusation, chaos, suffering, proud, haughtiness, attitude, stubborn, conceited, lack of concentration, gloominess, depression, unteachable, judgmental, independent attitude, deafness, blindness, counterfeit ministries, and counterfeit worship, dishonoring authority, miscommunication, deception, and twisting the word of God. Okay? I'm going to cut right there because I have much more to give you about water spirits, but I'm going to stop right there. But I do want to give you these scriptures, some of the warfare weapons to use against water spirits. And I would ask that you do your own research when you can in your own time, that you would begin to go on the internet or your Samsung Galaxy 2 or whatever you may have and do some research on marine spirits or even your water spirits. All right? Okay. Now, let's go to 2 Kings chapter 2. I'm going to give you five last scriptures. 2 Kings chapter 2, please. Number 1, please write this down. Number 1, prophetic declaration and decrees. Number 1, prophetic declaration and decrees. These are warfare weapons against the water spirit. All right, 2 Kings chapter 2. Let's look at verses 19 to 22. 2 Kings chapter 2. Let's look at verses 19 through 22. And I want you to watch this real closely. Number 1, prophetic declaration and decrees. Verse 19. And the men of the city said to Elisha, "Behold, the inhabiting of the city is pleasant, as my Lord sees, but the water is bad. But the water is bad. And the locality causes miscarriage and barrenness in animals." The water's being bad, causing what? Miscarriage and barrenness. Look at verse 2. And he said, "Bring me a new bowl and put salt, the symbol of God, purifying power in it." And they brought to him. Verse 21. Then Elisha went to the spring of the waters and cast the salt in it and said, "Thus saith the Lord, I, not the salt, have healed these waters. There shall not be any more death, miscarriage, or barrenness because of it." Salt covenant. Look at verse 22. So the waters were healed. To this day has Elijah had what? Said. So one of your weapons against water spirits is prophetic declaration and decrees through what? Salt covenant. Amen. Number 2. The blood of Jesus. All right. Revelation chapter 12. Let's go there, please. Look through the what? The blood of Jesus. And many of you are familiar with that one. That's Revelation chapter 12. Okay. Look at verse 11. I love this. In verse 11 it says, "And they have overcome him by the blood of the Lamb, by the utterance of their testimony. They love not their lives, even when faced with death, holding their lives till they had to die for their witnessing." Is that right? So we overcome Satan by the what? blood of the Lamb by the word of our testimony, and it loved not our lives even to what? Death. All right, number three, I love this. This is a blessing in warfare against water spirits. It's called the hook of the Lord. And many of you men familiar with fish hooks, but you also have a weapon you can use called the what? Hook of the Lord. Turn to the book of Ezekiel chapter 29. Once again, that's the book of what? Ezekiel chapter 29. Look at verses 3 and 5. In verse 3 and 5, look what verse 3 says. Thus said the Lord God, behold, I'm against you, Pharaoh, king of Egypt, the great monster of sluggish and unwieldy strength that lies in the midst of the delta streams. Boastfully declaring, my river Nile is my own and I have made it for myself. Look what it says. This lies where? In the midst of the delta stream, and said, my river Nile is my own. Is that right? Look what verse 4 says. And I will put hooks in your jaws. I will put what? Hooks in your jaws. O Egyptian dragon. This is what the Amplifier says. And I will cause the fish of your rivers to stick to your scales. And I will draw you out of the midst of your stream, with the fish of your stream will stick to your scales. Look at verse 5. I will cast you forth into the wilderness, you and all the fish of your rivers. You shall fall upon the open field and not be gathered up or buried. I have given you for food to the beasts of the earth and the birds of heaven. So we can also take authority over marine spirits and ask God the hook of the Lord. Is that right? All right. Number four is what? The sword of the Lord. Isaiah 27 and 1 again. And I got one more scripture after that. Isaiah 27 and 1. We read it before. Let's read it again, please. In that day, the Lord will deliver Israel from my enemies and from the rebel powers of evil and darkness, his sharp and unrelenting great and strong sword. Strong sword. Strong sword. Strong what? Sword. Is that correct? Will visit and punish Leviathan. The Bible talks about God's sword doing what? Visiting and punishing who? Leviathan. The swiftly fleeing serpent, the twisting, whining serpent, he will slay the monster where? In the sea. All right. Let me give you the last weapon, and maybe the Holy Spirit will give you a weapon. Is that right? Okay. All right. Let's look at Psalms 149. I love this. Please forgive me. I didn't give you all the material that I wanted, but I ask that you do your research on your time. Amen? Okay? Hello? Oh, this guy talking about these water spirits, man. He got me afraid to go to the beach. I used to go to the beach, man, picnic with my husband. But can't go there now because he scared me. Rahab might get me out there. I don't know. All right, Psalms 149. Everybody ready? How many of you know you have fun in the Lord? Come on, saints. We're going to have fun. You know, some of you probably knew where you came in. Where's the demon said? All right, look at Psalm 149. Let me bless you. All right, Psalm 149, verse 6 and 8. Let the high praises of God be in their throats, and two-edged sword where? To wreak vengeance upon the nations and to entice men among the people. Now look at verse 8 closely. Bind their kings, ruler spirits. Bind their king, ruling marine spirits, water spirits. Bind their kings with chains and their nobles, lesser spirits, with fetters of iron. Wasn't that good? Amen. How many of you were blessed? Give Jesus a praise then. I want you to know it's time to engage. Is that right? And I'm not ashamed to tell you, it's time that many of us start doing our research, because warfare is intensifying, and God's presence and God's glory is also what? Intensifying. Is that right? Amen. I did a little research around here about some of these waters, and many of you live in this area, and I know that much, but it amazed me by Nimrod River, Wachita Lake. Washita, Indian, okay. India, Washita. All right, Lake Catherine. Arkansas River. Lake Hamilton. Amen. All right. How many of you are blessed by that? Amen. All right. Let's move into deliverance. The Bible says that God will confirm His word with what? Signs and wonders. Is that right? All right. Many of you are listening to me, and I sense that some of you have some bad experience with water. Brother back there, yeah. It's me. Amen. And we want to pray with you. We want to find out that even your upbringing, whether you live by ocean, streams, lakes, rivers, or whether you, we want to pray with you. And we're going to find out today if there's an attachment or any type of demonic influence from water spirits, even in the waters in this region. All right. All heads bowed, please. If there's anybody living or dead, anybody living or dead who have hurt or wounded or disappointed you, you're going to have to forgive them right now. Anybody living or dead who have hurt you, wounded you, molested you, raped you, violated you, abused you, you're going to have to forgive them right now before we can go any further. We need to take that ground from the enemy. Okay? All heads bowed all over this place. Ask the Holy Spirit to show you who is it that you have not forgiven. Ask the Holy Spirit, whether it's a spouse or a husband, well, whatever it is, you're going to have to forgive so God can take back that area. Whether it's blood covenants, or whether any type of demonic curse covenants, or whether any kind of sacrifices. And many of us, you don't know what's in your bloodline in the area of blood sacrifices. All right, all heads bowed. Is there anybody living or dead? You may be holding bitterness or resentment. Bitterness and resentment can cause cancer and arthritis, can cause infirmity to attack your body. But it's a spouse, once again, hurt by husband, hurt by wife, hurt by mother, hurt by father. You got to cover that area. While you are praying, I'm going to pray. Father God, we take authority in the name of Jesus. In the third heaven where Jesus sits upon the right hand of the Father, high above principalities, satanic principalities and powers, satanic thrones and even dominions. I bind every strong man operating in and through this house. I bind every and even beneath our feet in the name of Jesus. Father, Hebrews 1:14, I pray you will send the ministering spirits. We are the heirs of salvation, and I pray that the ministering spirits will come and minister and serve. You will release them, Father, the heirs of salvation. Now, Father God, we pray that the holy angels will seal every crack and every door and every crevice in this place. Oh, Lord, as the people of God are asking forgiveness in the name of Jesus. And Father, we pray even as you thundered in Mexico, we pray that you will thunder upon the enemy, thunder upon evil spirits in this house, that your thunder, your voice will be heard in this house today in the name of Jesus. Many of you have never been, while you're praying, you've never been in a deliverance session. Some of you may just yawn, you may cry. Some of you may do nothing. Some of you may vomit. Some of you may cough. Demons can leave through the head, through the ears. They have openings, entrances in the body where they can leave. You're going to have to forgive. You're going to have to forgive. You can't hold that pain. You're going to have to let go. All right, let's get started. Amen. If you finish, just raise your hand. We're going to get started. All right, we're getting ready to come against water spirits. In the first, we're going to attack them in the marriage. Let's start going after them. We're in the marriage, in the marriage relationship. All right, I take authority. I bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron. I command you to come out now in Jesus' name. I command all water spirit attachments, fear, come out now. Fear of commitment, fear of marriage, hurt by spouse, come out now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on out of the people now. Untangle yourselves and go. I come against the curse of separation, fear of divorce. Come out now in Jesus' name. Destruction of the marriage by water spirits. Come on out now. Come out now. Whether you live by water, whether you live by river, gulf, stream, lake, or you live by the ocean, come out now in Jesus' name. I come against right now in the name of Jesus, the criticism of your spouse. Criticism of your spouse. Come out now in Jesus' name. I come against abuse by water spirits. These water spirits that are causing abuse. Come out, physical abuse, mental abuse. Come out of there now. That's right. Come on out of there now. Move. Move out of there now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. Hatred. Hatred spirits in the marriage. All the hatred spirits through the waters. Come out now in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against destruction spirit. Self-centeredness. Selfishness in the marriage through water spirits. Come out now in Jesus' name. I come against blocked love. No love. I don't love her. her. She doesn't love me. Come on out of there now. Come on out of there now. Out. Breathe them out, saints, and let them go. In the name of Jesus Christ. Come on out of there now. Hex on the marriage. Hex on the marriage. Spell on the marriage. Vic, spell on the marriage, my water spirits. Come on out now. In the name of Jesus Christ. False affection. False affection. I'm faking love in my marriage. Come out now through water spirits. Come on out of there now. Breathe them out, saints, and let them go. I want everybody here one time. Just give a cough. Let's go if you're married. Let's go one time. Come on out of there. Let's go. Move, move, move. Out of there. Out of there. Out of there. Come on out of there. Come on out of there now. Out of there. Out of there. Out of there. Rape in the marriage. Come out now in Jesus' name. Lying spirits in the marriage. Control in the marriage through water spirits. Come on out of there now. Come on out of there now. Lying spirits and control. Come on out of there now in Jesus' name. Come on, saints. Breathe those things out of there and let them go. Come on out of there now. In Jesus' name. Come on. All threats in the marriage. Threats in the marriage. I'll kill you. I will beat you. I will kill you. Come on out of there now. Come on out of there now. In Jesus' name. I will hurt you. Come on out of there now. Come on out of there now. Breathe them out and let them go. In Jesus' name. I come against hurt. I come against deep hurt through water spirit. Hurt in the marriage. Deep emotional hurt where you've been hurt. Come on out of there now. Come on. All the hurt spirits. Come on out of there now. Bring them out now. In Jesus' name. Come out of there now. In Jesus' name. Cruel words. Hurtful words. He called me names. She called me names. Dumb, stupid. You lazy. You never amount to nothing. I wish I shouldn't have married you. Come on out of there now. Come on out of there now. All the water spirit contact. Come on. That's right. Breathe them out and let them go. Breathe them out and let them go. Come on. Curse of the tongue. Curse of the tongue. Come on out of there. Curse of the tongue. Come on out of there, curse of the tongue. Come on out of there in Jesus' name. You use your tongue to castrate. You use your tongue to hurt in the marriage. Come on out of there now. Come on out of there now. Name calling, spell. You come on out of there. You are nothing. You are never amount to nothing. I don't want you. I wish I wanted to marry you. Come on out of there now in the name of Jesus. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Witchcraft in the marriage. I come against spirit that like to manipulate you in the marriage, dominate you, control you. Come on out of there now. All the witchcraft spirits in the marriage, come on out now in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray you a thunder on these evil spirits. Thunder. Thunder, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Manipulation, control in the marriage. There's no submission. You don't submit. You try to control. Come on out of there now. Come on out of there now. You don't submit. You don't submit. Water spirit control. Come on out of there now. Come on out of there now in the name of Jesus Christ. No respect for husband. No respect for wife. Through water spirits. Come on out of there now. No respect for husband. No respect for wife. I don't respect him. I don't respect her. Come on out of there now. Come on out of there now in the name of Jesus Christ. He treats me like a child. She treats me like a child. Come on out of there now. Immaturity spirits. Childless spirits. Come on out of there now. Move. 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 Father, let the holy angels drag them out. Drag their king, drag their nobles. Come on out of there now. I bind fear of somebody looking at me. I bind fear that somebody's watching me. Come on out of there now in Jesus' name. Come on out of there now in Jesus' name. Come on out of there now. Rejection. Rejection spirits. Nobody loves me. Nobody cares about me. Nobody understands what I'm going through. Come on out of there now. Come on out of there. Water spirits of rejection. Go. 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 Blood curse of divorce. Blood curse of separation. Blood curse of divorce. Blood curse of separation. Blood curse on the marriage. Come out now. All the blood curses. Come on out. All the way back to 10 generations. Come on out of there now. Come on. Breathe them out in Jesus' name. Come on out of there. All the blood curses. Come on out of there in Jesus' name. No desire for sex. No desire for sex. I don't desire to have sex with her. I don't desire to have sex. Water spirits. Come on out of there now. Come on. Come on. Come on out of there now. Come on out of there now. Come on. We command you to go where Jesus Christ was in you. Go. Go. Come on. Out of this house in Jesus' name. I come against water spirits that are stolen love, stolen affection for you, mate. Stolen love, stolen affection. Come on out of there now. Oh, he stole. I don't love him no more. I don't love her anymore. Come out. Come on out of there now. Come on out of there now. Let him go, saints, in Jesus' name. Fear of drowning. Fear of drowning. Fear of water. Come out. Fear of drowning. Fear of water. Fear of water. Come out now in Jesus' name. You have a bad experience in the water. Devil connected with water spirits. Come on out of there now. Come on. Tormenting dreams of drowning in water. Tormented in your dreams of drowning in water. Come on out of there now. Boat accidents. I break the curse of boat accidents. I break the curse. I break the ungodly soul tie of boat accidents where you almost died in a boat accident. Come out now in Jesus' name. I come against poverty spirits from the waters. Every time I get a job, I lose it. Every time I get a relationship, I lose it. Every time I'm house to house, apartment to apartment, I break that vagabond curse from the waters. Come on out of there now in the name of Jesus. Come on out. I break that off of you right now. Come on out of there now in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against water spirits that cause migraines. Migraines from the waters. Come on out of there. All the migraine spirits, line up. Line up. Come on, migraines all over this house. Come on, out of there. Out of there. Out of there in Jesus' name. Come on, out of there. Migraine. Tormenting pain in the head. Tormenting pain in the head. Come on. Come on. Sticking like something pinning, sticking, punching, stabbing, jabbing from the waters. Come out now in the name of Jesus. I come against suicide spirits from the water. I'm hopeless. I feel like dying. I feel like giving my life up. Everything I do is failing. Come on out of there now. All the suicide demons, come on out of there now in the name of Jesus. Come on, suicide. Come on, suicide. Come on out of there. Come on. She shall not die but live and declare the glory of the Lord. Come on out of there. Come on out of there now. In the name of Jesus. I come against water spirits of insanity. I feel like I'm losing my mind. Come on out of there. Insanity demons. Come on. Come on out of there. Out of there. Insanity, I break your cause to idolatry. I break your cause. Jeremiah 5, they are mad because of their idols. I break your cause right now in the name of Jesus. Come on, schizophrenia, discord, strife, accusation, haughtiness, arrogance, pride, leviathan. Come on out of there now in the name of Jesus Christ. Lack of concentration, gloominess. Come on out of there now. Lying spirits. All lying spirits, come on out now in the name of Jesus Christ. All right, let's come against the sexual spirits. I come against sexual spirits, incubus and succubus. I come against incubus in women right now in the name of Jesus. Come on out of there now. Sexual nightmares, sexual fantasies. Come on out of there now. Spirit husband, then not your husband. Come on out of there now. I'll break your cords now in Jesus' name. Spirit wife, in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Is there anybody need some help before we end? Just raise your hand. You need someone to come to you. There's a lady got her hand raised back there, saints. Can we get someone to help her, please? Please. Is there anybody else that needs some help before we get ready to end? Is everybody delivered? Everybody free? The only man I know is Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. God has not given us a spirit of fear. How many times I went places and they feared that what they mate would think or what they mate would say. How many times we've seen that they fear that mate? Come on, you need your freedom. Come on. Come on out of there. Jesus, ma'am, stand up in right there. You please. Can I ask you to stand with me? No, the young lady behind you. Is that your husband right there with you? No, it's not. Can you stand up? Could you stand up right there? Can my wife pray for you? Okay, because she's in the back. Sister, can we get one of the... Can we get you to pray with her? Because I can see it in her face there, right here. Yes, would you do that, please? Would you pray with her, please? Yes. God is good. Amen. And He revealed His power tonight to those who wanted deliverance. Amen. And to those who wanted to, amen, to seek freedom in many areas. And I pray tonight that many of you will just... What you saw tonight, that you take it further in your research. We're getting ready to do battle with water spirits. Amen. Amen. And they are real. Thank God for your deliverance, sister. Thank God for you. You know, thank God for you that you were straight and upright and saying, God, I need freedom in that area. Okay? Well, I'm in agreement with that. She says, that is legalism, yeah. When someone's praying for you, you don't need to be crossing your arms or your legs because you're sort of crossing them out. Okay? When someone is praying for you, you want your mind and heart open. Someone you trust to pray with you. Okay? There's some issues here, and I say this out of love. Some of you are hiding. There's an anointing here at Lake Hamilton the first night for deliverance. Listen, you can't carry the demons around like they're a bulldog or a German Shepherd, a pet. You got to make up your mind that you want to be free from those things. Is that right? I'm not being mean. I'm walking in love because I'm telling you, I've seen some things in my life that
that I toyed with too long and it got out of hand and I had to get some deliverance. Amen? Okay? Okay, come okay. Honey, you wanna say anything? Is there anything? Okay, well. Okay, so she's getting her freedom. There you go. That's good. That's God. That's God. And you know, usually, amen, many times in deliverance, you know what, I remember when I first started, I used to like to watch other people. I got about 12,000-15,000 demons on my shoulder, but I'm watching somebody else. Amen. And I realized that I had to get some freedom myself. Well, I'm going to go ahead and release this. Brother Kevin, is that okay? And I just want to thank God for Jesus. And Father, we just thank you, God. We just bind up the enemy's backlash. Any demonic backlash to their homes, their property, their finances, their vehicles, their children. We apply the blood of Jesus around them. Zechariah 2:5, a wall of fire. A wall of fire. A wall of fire around them, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. So don't forget 6 o'clock prayer in the morning here. And deliverance is going to continue to go on. Amen. Thank God for everyone. Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.